Well, the next time you listen, touching constantly an endless barrage of pleasurable sensations that riot around the mind, bouncing off the inside of your skull, hot, teasing, constant, whether you've come or not is irrelevant, more and more pleasure will be forced through your body, using it against itself, self-control, your hands stimulating, pleasuring, making you shudder, making your hips twitch. Your brain alight with fiery need, every thought fleeing before the pleasure that spikes into you and then rockets through your limbs, your toes curl, your fingers curl, your whole body is arching, needing it. A riot of sensation. You lose yourself, and yet there was so little thought left by the end of your pleasurable spiral into relaxation that there's more room for the euphoria to follow, more room for sensitivity and stimulation, for forcing climax upon yourself, an ascent toward a peak, and then a paroxysm that sends you spasming down the other side, switchbacking from one twitch to the next, so even the aftershock are more pleasurable than normal, your skin sensitive, where it touches any surface, where it touches the air, where you touch yourself. That intersection of pleasure is enough to make you need it again, already ascending toward stimulation and arousal, toward a place where you could go again if you had to, and with the way your hands are constantly stimulating, it's possible that you do have to. Oh, that's good. Keep going. Keep going until every bit of tension has fled you in a relaxing climax. Until your hands are too tired to move, your shoulders are drooping too much to care, and your mind is more in touch with its erotic needs than it has ever been. Deeper and deeper into your brain spikes the pleasure. Further and further into your psyche moves your need, your craving, to come again and again. And again.